This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Got all kinds of stuff happening here. Now it is time for us to have a chat because I need to know the latest things happening in the gun culture. And when I want to do that, typically I go to this guy. He is the editor-in-chief at TheTruthAboutGuns.com. His name is Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Let's talk about this cat, this Ryan Bussey, this... I don't want to call him a turncoat because, I guess I could call him a turncoat because nobody's ever going to come to me and offer me the position he held in the gun industry. Tell me, what was he before he became what he is?
I believe he was the VP of sales for Kimber firearm manufacturer, makers of 1911s and hunting rifles and things like that, and now concealed carry guns and revolvers. But he made news first a few years ago. I believe he had just left Kimber, and he lives in Montana, and he started advocating against the constitutional carry bill that was then being considered in Big Sky Country. And Kimber had to come out and disavow any association with him anymore and say, you know, this former employee doesn't represent our beliefs, and I'm sure they doesn't. I'm sure they were as horrified as everybody else to hear one of the prominent ex-employees advocating against liberalized gun laws. But Mr. Bussey saw a market niche and figured out that becoming a professional apostate and attacking the products and the industry in which you once work can be very profitable. And he's been profiting ever since.
Yeah, I could see where that would be one of those things where they get out there and they do it all the time when they say, well, that's a Trump appointee when a Trump appointed judge doesn't do something Trump wants to do. So they always like to take that and take that person and turn them, weaponize them against the industry they come from. Now, in his case, right, in his case, he's decided to make himself, according to you, according to the article, rather, a brave voice willing to speak truth to power by attacking the evil gun lobby and the NRA, a warrior for change. So what is it exactly that he dislikes about the gun industry? Do we know how he felt about the gun industry when he worked for Kimber, for example? Did he ever?
I honestly have no idea. He obviously had no problem profiting,
I'm sure,
from the gun industry for 20 plus years or something like that.
Right.
Until he saw more potential profit switching sides and becoming such a brave voice receiving tongue baths from the media because he's, you know, and garnering strange new respect from reporters and outlets like The Guardian and NPR and anybody who will have it. He wrote a book called Gunfight, My Battle Against the Industry That Radicalized America. I have not read the book, but I can probably dictate most of it. Anyway, he's in the news now because after about 4 years of prominently attacking the industry in which he once worked, the Biden administration has now named him to, I'm not even sure what it is, it's the Department of Interior has something called the Hunting and Wildlife Conservation Council, which is supposed to advise the Secretary of the Interior on, I think, access to public lands and things like that. But it's number one is the fact that they named him to this. Number two is the way that what's even more notable is how they did it, because after the disaster that was the Chipman nomination to ATF, I think they figured out that there's a lot of pain that comes along with naming paid gun control lobbyists, and he is paid by Gifford, to positions in the government. So on Friday, they issued a press release, which is when the government always issues press releases. They want to get the least amount of notice possible. And they announced announced Ryan Bussey, parenthesis, unaffiliated, representing the shooting sports interests. Ryan Bussey is anything but unaffiliated. He is a paid consultant to Gifford's gun control organization. He's written, as I said, a book attacking the industry. He gives TED Talks. He writes op-eds in The Guardian and NPR, in a lot of outlets. The administration obviously wanted to hide any evidence of the fact that they're now inserting another gun control industry eminence into a government position, although an obscure one in this case.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what he does. I mean, I was talking earlier. All right, well, I mean, I'll be talking later, rather, about an organization that was supposed to be a organization for outdoors and everything else back around the 2005-2006 era, which was actually a gun control group. And they sound like they've decided to try to frock this one as a pro-gun, we're here for everybody group. With this particular little group that they've got, Ryan Bussey. And I guess they put Ryan Bussey in place because they can say, this guy comes from the gun industry, so he knows.
Exactly. Exactly. And I talked to Mark Oliver of the NFSF, and as he said in a statement, glaringly absent, however, is any representative from the firearm and ammunition industry, even though the industry is responsible for the vast majority of conservation funds through the Pittman-Robertson excise tax. In other words, somebody from the industry that collects the excise tax that every gun owner and ammunition or gun buyer and every ammunition buyer pays every time they buy something. You would think they'd want somebody from that segment of the business represented on this advisory council, but no, that's apparently too much to handle.
Well, of course not. We're not going to have somebody. It's always interesting the way they create some of these things, too, because I remember, like, around here in South Carolina, the taxes collected off of cigarettes were supposed to go to fixing the roads, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we started this big, don't smoke campaign. And very rarely do I ever see anybody smoking, but I'm wondering, is that why the roads suck now?
Probably.
I mean, the virtue
that's
signaling.
That's like the Seattle ammo tax that was going to collect millions of dollars to fight gun violence.
Yeah.
a tiny fraction of what they said it would.
Right. And it was mainly because everybody moved out of Seattle, right? All the businesses that would have been paying those taxes moved out of Seattle.
Yeah, and anybody who wants to buy a gun or buy ammunition just goes across the city line and buys it in the county or someplace else. Because why pay it if you don't have to?
Hang on for me. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We're talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. And there's a lot of, right now, the main thing that I see the really effective gun rights organizations doing is lawsuits and legal action. And Delaware, was it Delaware? Delaware recently had some of that goodness visited upon them. Tell me about it.
Yeah, it's happening all over the country post-Bruin. That Supreme Court decision is paying dividends everywhere, and you're right. One of the places is Delaware. If you remember back earlier this year, President Biden put the screws to his home state governor and legislature, pressing them to pass gun control laws, specifically banning the manufacture or possession of homemade firearms. And this was before the latest ATF rule was published. So that was done. And the Firearms Policy Coalition, as they are wont to do, filed suit in a case called Rigby versus Jennings. And on Friday, they got a federal district court judge to issue an order enjoining the state from upholding law, from prosecuting law, prosecuting anyone, or enforcing the ban. And what's interesting is what the court, what the judge said in her ruling. She said, these statutes burden constitutionally protected conduct because possession of firearms and firearm frames and receivers is within the scope of the Second Amendment's right to keep and bear arms. Further, defendant has offered no evidence that these statutes are consistent with the nation's history of firearm regulation. In other words, Bruin, exactly what the Bruin standard now is. Finally, she said this, which is the key. The right to keep and bear arms implies a corresponding right to manufacture arms. Indeed, the right to keep and bear arms would be meaningless if no individual or entity could manufacture a firearm. Thus, if possessing untraceable firearms is protected by the Second Amendment, then so too is manufacturing them. This has got to send a chill down the spine of Biden and probably the ATF as well, because their latest definition of frame and receiver and ghost gun rulings, rulemaking, probably won't stand up to this. Assuming that it survives as it goes up, and you can look for the state to, of course, appeal this.
Isn't that sort of a trap for them to do that, for them to appeal it? Because if it gets before this Supreme Court, they're just going to look at it and say, see the Bruin decision.
Correct. If somehow whatever circuit, I don't know if that's the first, second, I don't know what circuit court that is, but if a circuit court overturned this and reinstituted the law, it would then be appealed to the Supreme Court, and you can bet your bottom dollar that they would vacate the ruling and remand it for reconsideration under Bruin. Because Bruin now is pretty clearly outlaws this kind of thing.
Yeah.
So good luck. And this is just one of at least a dozen lawsuits going on around the country that are challenging not just ghost gun bans like this, but high capacity so-called magazine bans, assault weapon bans, quote unquote, limits on or bans against people under 21, adults under 21 buying firearms. A lot of these things are going to fall, and it can't happen soon enough.
The other thing that's happening is it seems like a lot of this stuff is coming to a head fast. I mean, like it's making it to a judge and a judge is rendering, and no matter which way it goes, up or down, that sets the stage for it to go to the Supreme Court, which has got to be a problem for them. And, I mean, they're setting themselves like a bunch of dominoes to be knocked over.
Exactly. Well, and what a lot of these gun rights organizations were doing during the months that the court was considering the Bruin case is getting their ducks in a row. There were a lot of cases that had already been filed and were in process, and there were new ones that these organizations had prepared and were ready to file as soon as Bruin was handed down in anticipation that it would happen as it did. And again, the Bruin ruling was about as advantageous to gun rights as it could possibly have been. So it's just a powerful weapon against these kinds of limits on gun rights.
Just out of curiosity, and I mean, just looking back, when we were looking at the Heller decision, one of the problems I had with the Heller decision was I thought a lot of doors were left open. And with the Heller decision, do you think Scalia maybe was a little naive?
No, I think what he did was he took it as far as he could take it and still get 5 votes.
Wow. Okay.
I think
okay.
If he had made it any broader, he would not have gotten that swing vote to rule the way it did.
What I like about the Bruin decision is when Clarence Thomas understands one thing really well, that when you have power, use it. He understands that really well. It seems like from what I have read of the Bruin decision, and for what it's worth, I'm not a lawyer. Don't even pretend to be a lawyer. I don't even remember watching L.A. Law. That seems like he covered a bunch of bases, dotted the I's, crossed the T's, made sure that there's no ambiguity at all in it.
That's exactly right. He wrote that as expansively as he possibly could to cover or to protect as much of the right to keep and bear arms as legally possible. Or so it seems. Again, I'm not a lawyer either. But, again, I'm not sure how much better that ruling could have been if you're on the side of the right to keep and bear arms.
Well, interesting to see that happen as these states line up. It'll be interesting to see what they do. Because, like, whenever something happens in D.C., they get really nervous about appealing it. They seem to be like, okay, D.C., you're not even a state, so just fall on the sword for that one. But with this other stuff, it'll be interesting to see where it goes, especially coming out of Delaware. I'm sure they will appeal it. But coming up on the next break, for those of you that want to be in on the latest that is happening in the gun world, whether it's the latest gun or a gun review or politics or you're a beginner with guns and you're trying to figure something out, the truth about guns is the place to go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The left has hijacked our media, our culture, and our schools. Your children are taught to hate America. Your speech is censored. Your employer is woke, and you are being called racist. That's why I wrote a book showing you how to keep the left from dominating your life. The book is called Rules for Anti-Radicals, A Practical Handbook for Defeating Leftism. And it draws from my 28 years of grassroots leadership by empowering conservatives too often bullied into silence by the left. It's a comprehensive guide to beating leftism not only in politics, but in daily life. And it's not just for dedicated conservative activists, but also for anyone sick of getting beaten down by the woke mob. Whether it's your job, your school board, or your neighbors, you can win against woke. Get Rules for Anti-Radicals from Amazon or at rulesforantiradicals.com/radio. That's rulesforantiradicals.com/radio.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is continuing to provide updates on Hurricane Ian as it nears Cuba, saying it is expected to strengthen and strike Florida as a Category 4 hurricane. Reassuring Floridians, there are more than 25,000 linemen prepared to bring back power if there is a power outage.
We're also in contact with all the major utilities throughout the state of Florida, from Duke Energy, TECO, FPNL, municipal providers, as well as rural electric co-ops. You have more than 25,000 linemen that are stationed ready to go.
In a big shift in its manufacturing strategy, Apple has begun making its iPhone 14 in India. The company is also scaling back some production in China. Apple has been manufacturing iPhones in India since 2017. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. Just out of curiosity, Dan, have you ever built an AR-15 before?
I have partially built. I've never built one entirely.
I got sent a whole box of parts that make an entire gun from Aero Precision down there. And this is going to
be fun.
Well, it will be when I get the guy lined up, because we call this the build-proof project, because I can't, you know, I can barely play the radio. I'm not mechanically inclined. I used to be mechanically inclined in the 70s and the 80s, but it's like I lost it somewhere. So, I'll be there talking about the gun being built while we don't film it being built, because YouTube would demonetize that one. But anyway, enough about that. You've got this, what is it? What does VCDL stand for? Is something Virginia Citizens Defense League or something like that?
Correct.
They do this thing that heretofore until 2020 was known, but in 2020 it like became a major event. Lobby Day. And
They did. And this happens in other states too. I know in Illinois they have something called iGold, Illinois Gun Owner Lobby Day. A number of states do this where gun owners come and they show up at the Capitol and they knock on the legislators' doors and they talk up the right to keep and bear arms and how important it is to protect those rights. But I don't know if many of your listeners remember back in 2020, Virginia had a new governor. at the time, Governor Ralph Northam, and the legislature had shifted over from Republican to Democrat rule by a very slim margin, and they were pushing through a lot of gun control law. And it was causing a big stir in the Old Dominion. So Lobby Day 2020 drew a whole lot more attention and attendees than it ever had before. It was usually just maybe 100 or two concerned citizens. And in the lead up to it, of course, the governor ran through, I don't know if it was a executive order or a law that banned for the first time carrying a firearm on Capitol grounds. And he was doing everything he could to keep these gun owners away from the Capitol in Richmond. That isn't, of course, what this story is about. What this story is about is a recent revelation that a fellow at the Cato Institute found out, a guy named Patrick Eddington. He did a FOIA request and found out that our friends at the post office aren't just the people in the blue shorts and pith helmets that walk through neighborhoods and drive in those little Jeeps with the wheel on the wrong side of the road. They also have an operation called ICOP, which stands for the Internet Covert Operations Program. And if that isn't scary enough for you, what these people did, these are postal inspectors who you think would concern themselves with making sure there are no threats to the efficient operation of, delivering mail and packages and making sure that nobody, postal employees aren't stealing things and people aren't breaking into mailboxes. These people were monitoring domestic groups they perceived as threats. And one of the groups they were monitoring were attendees to the 2020 Virginia Citizens Defense League Lobby Day in Richmond. That is pretty scary.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are cynical enough now to expect that the FBI, the NSA, maybe even the CIA, even though they're not supposed to operate within continental U.S., that they're monitoring all kinds of internet traffic and that kind of thing. Who expected that the United States Post Office would be doing that? And why do postal inspectors concern themselves with gun rights activists who are showing up legally at the Capitol in Richmond to lobby for their rights? Why is that any concern of anyone whose number one job is to make sure your electric bill gets into your box on time every month?
They've expanded their mission. They've expanded their mission, I guess, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And they were, this whole thing apparently became the subject of an inspector general's investigation, an audit, and they, which they didn't approve at all. Said asked about its surveillance of America's U.S. Postal Inspection Service. Said its inspectors are federal law enforcement officers charged with protecting Postal Service employees, infrastructure, and customers. The U.S. Postal Inspection Service occasionally reviews publicly available information in order to assess potential safety or security threats to Postal Service employees, facilities, operations, and infrastructure. Okay, fair enough. That's at least arguable. And if somebody is sending threats or other illegal, who knows what, through the mail, maybe that's at least arguable. But that's not what these people were doing. These people were monitoring internet traffic. The U.S. Postal Service has nothing to do with your email, my email, Facebook posts, bulletin board posts, whatever.
Well, do they have like an apparatus somewhere to gather digital to catch this
information?
Yeah, they
have to do. That's what this ICOP operation has been doing.
Oh.
So, as we said, the Postal Service Inspector General said this year that the Postal Inspector's surveillance overstepped law enforcement authority and may not have had legal approval. Gee, really? And the inspectors, of course, disputed that conclusion. Anyway, they were supposed to complete an audit of this whole operation
right.
by the end of September.
Right.
We'll see if that happens. And they're also supposed to change the name of ICOP, the covert operations thing, to a name that's a little more touchy-feely, I guess.
Well, that's a complete. I'm looking at that right now. They're going to change and try to find a less disturbing name for their domestic spying directorate than ICOP.
Yeah.
And who decided that? Listen, if we just change the name, then the idiots would be happy. Let's call it the Meadow.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
On the Meadow in the morning.
Something touchy-feeling and calming so that it doesn't disturb too many people when they find out that postal inspectors have been monitoring your email traffic.
We're coming up on the next break. I'll tell you about this thing that I saw the other day. In the midst of while we talk about this, because the next segment's just going to be a free-for-all. But as we get ready to head that way, this right here is torn straight off of the front page of thetruthaboutguns.com. This will change by the time you probably look at it, because that's just how fast it moves. Dan works, I think, 7 days a week. So to that end, it's always changing, ever-changing. Because that's what they do. It's the latest in the gun culture. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there.
Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. We just got done talking about this postal thing where they're trying to make us feel better about it. Have you seen the thing from the World Economic Forum about how to change desires?
I have to say I missed that.
Okay, so there's some guy named, his last name is Harari. And in their little thing, they were talking about, well, you know, like one thing that we could do to reduce the carbon footprint is to stop wearing makeup, right? Because making makeup has an environmental impact or something, taking it off.
I'm guessing making anything has an environmental impact.
Sure.
If you want to look.
So,
far enough, but okay.
In order to feel better while at the same time being environmentally friendly, you could do things like to feel like you look better, like trimming your nasal hair or drinking wine.
Really?
Yeah, that their words, not mine. I'm talking about that next hour. I mean, it's crazy. But I mean, so they're recommending beer goggles. Just get drunk. Everything will be great.
And who's going to make those nose clippers? Nose hair clippers.
That's right. We didn't even think about the environmental impact of that.
Yeah, exactly. You pretty much can't do that. I think you just have to sit alone in the dark and contemplate your navel. It's about the least environmentally impactful thing you can do.
Well, let's shift from that. I just thought you'd find that interesting. Let's talk recently. Do you think David Hogg is sort of like the Ken Osmond of gun control?
he may think that he's like that.
Do you know who I'm referencing? Eddie Haskell.
Eddie Haskell.
Yeah, Ken Osmond played Eddie Haskell. I mean, the problem with Ken Osmond, I'm sure that once Leave It to Beaver was over, everybody looked at him and said, "You're still Eddie Haskell."
Looking
at this picture you got of him. And it just looks like he's an older version of that little smarmy kid that, you know, I don't agree with slapping minors around, but I would have made an exception in his case.
My, that's a scary AR-15 you have, Mrs. Cleaver.
Yeah. So he's gotten out there. I guess, do you think anybody's asking him? Because he volunteered, he's decided not to reproduce.
Yeah, we wanted to, you know, give people a nice way to start their Sunday morning.
Sure.
To wake up.
Sure.
You know, they're a little groggy. They want some coffee, a little breakfast. So we wanted to give them a happy thought on which to build a pleasant Sunday. And he had tweeted a few days back that he's not going to have any children. He says, I'm never planning on having kids. I would much rather own a Porsche and have a Portuguese water dog and golden doodle. Long term, it's cheaper, better for the environment, and will never tell you that it hates you or asks you to pay for college.
Well, only if the Porsche is an electric vehicle.
Well, of course.
Wait a minute. Those dogs,
will be doing that.
Don't they eject methane during the day?
Just like cows, less than a cow, but still.
What is a Portuguese water dog? I love dogs. I've never heard of that.
Oh, they're pretty cool dogs. That was the dog that President Obama had when he was in the White House, a gift of Ted Kennedy. They're like standard poodle size, curly haired, very smart dogs. They're great for families. They're nice dogs.
I don't know what it is about leftists that are out there that think, for some reason, they think that we want to know what their long term plans are.
Well, I think that David sees himself as a model for the rest of society.
Yes, he's the Ken Osmond of gun control.
Exactly.
The Eddie Haskell of gun control.
If he tells us what he thinks about having children and families,
I completely get it.
Rub off on others.
I can. If I were Mr. Hogg, if I were David Hogg Sr., whatever his dad's name is, as soon as this kid began to manifest his personality, if he would have fit, I would have drowned him in the sink. Like a good leftist. Because, you know, leftists just think children can be just, you know, killed any old time. I mean, even if they're born, we can just walk away and leave them, but right now in California, they're considering a bill that would permit the death of a child up to 28 days after birth.
Well, little David's father was an FBI agent. May still be. I'm not sure that was
That would have been a good optic bureau. That would have been a good optic.
Probably not.
To leave him unattended, and when he was only 22 days old, to leave him unattended.
Yeah.
Although I would have considered it, but that's enough spin on him. He just looks like an older, obnoxious version of his younger, obnoxious self. But let's get into something with a little meat to it, because I actually 100% agree with this. You have a contributor out there, and this is from the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, Gottlieb, right? New York crime victims denied carry permits should demand apologies and reparations. Amen. How do I sign up for that? I'll contribute to that. How does that work?
Yeah, everybody seems to want reparations these days for past wrongs.
Right.
No matter how many hundreds of years ago it may have happened, or if your particular identity group was even in the country at that time. So I think Mr. Gottlieb figured, why not? There are people in New York being negatively impacted by the city's and the state's gun laws every single day, being, mugged, beaten, assaulted, raped, shot at, sometimes killed. Why aren't those people and their surviving families, in line for reparations too?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
maybe a little reductio ad absurdum, but why not?
I don't know. I just feel like that's snatching the rules for radicals out of their back pocket and slapping them in the face with it.
I think that's exactly what he's doing.
Making them. Kathy Hochul. I would have said, well, you know, Andrew Cuomo is a tough act to follow, as far as the tyrannical aspect of him. You know, he killed people with isolation and everything else. Kathy Hochul. I'm glad COVID hasn't happened on her watch, because there would probably be no New York, given the way she does things.
Yeah.
She is absolutely, for not knowing anything about her, I'd never heard of her, but I know what she is now.
Yeah, I mean, her credo seems to be, I'm going to be more Cuomo than Cuomo.
Yeah.
And whatever he did, I can do better, longer, harder, and worse.
Yeah.
I hope it never comes to another infectious disease situation, because she'll look at the 14,000 that Cuomo killed by stuffing six people into
the hospital. I can do so much better than that.
Yeah. he's just a piker. I can do much better.
Cuomo, you're incredibly ignorant, Cuomo. Let me show you how this is done. You can't get, Kathy Hochul will go, I mean, every time I see Shannon Watts look at a camera, I've told you, she reminds me of Squeaky Fromm from the Manson family. And Hochul could have been one of Manson's girls. I mean, she has this, I mean, everything about her, that stare and everything she does and that pale complexion is like she never gets outside and she just she goes into a dark chamber like Darth Vader.
Well, that's because she comes from the great north of the snowy tundra of Buffalo. So, you know, there's a long winter up there.
Well, I know people in Buffalo, and there's a lot of people in Buffalo that are pro-gun as the day is long. So I just wonder what happened to her.
Definitely.
Because all that anti-gun stuff, that just opens up her citizens to... I would much rather hear about a couple of muggers getting put to room temperature in an attack on some young lady who was just minding her own business and she had a gun and was able to defend herself than all the murders you hear about there. I'd much rather hear about that kind of stuff where they come out on top.
Yeah, I think you'll increasingly hear about that.
Well, we're about to run out of time. Before we do, TheTruthAboutGuns.com, all of this ripped from the front page. Go check it out. It is absolutely the fastest way you're going to find it. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNH Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNH Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision. Welcome to the Moon Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.